Artificial intelligence is no longer a distant promise from science fiction. It is here, and it is changing how people work, earn, and plan for the future. In offices, factories, call centers, and creative studios, AI tools are handling tasks that once required human hands and human minds. For many workers, this shift feels sudden and out of their control. Jobs that seemed stable just a few years ago now carry a quiet uncertainty. At the same time, new roles are appearing that did not exist before. This article takes a clear look at how AI is reshaping the global labor market. We will explore why the adoption of AI feels so rushed, which jobs face the greatest risk, where new opportunities are growing, and how individuals and societies can prepare. For the casual prepper focused on staying educated, understanding the economic distress that AI may cause is a smart step toward building resilience. The goal here is not panic, but preparation. The future may feel inevitable, but it is still something we can shape. Why AI adoption feels forced and fast. If it feels like AI showed up overnight, you are not imagining things. The pace of AI integration across industries has been remarkable. In just a few years, tools that can write text, generate images, answer customer questions, and analyze data have moved from research labs into everyday business operations. Companies that once tested new technology cautiously are now racing to deploy it as quickly as possible. The forces driving the rush. Several powerful forces are pushing companies to adopt AI at high speed. The first is profit. AI can perform certain tasks faster and cheaper than human workers, which lowers costs and raises margins. The second is investor pressure. Stock markets reward companies that appear innovative, and mentioning AI in an earnings call can boost a company's share price. The third is competition. If one business uses AI to cut costs or speed up service, its rivals feel forced to do the same or risk falling behind. This creates a chain reaction across entire industries. This combination of money, market pressure, and fear of being left behind explains why the transition feels rushed. Many workers were never asked whether they wanted AI in their workplace. It simply arrived, often with the message that adapting was no longer optional. How this compares to past shifts? It helps to compare today's moment with earlier technological changes. The Industrial Revolution transformed work over many decades. Machines replaced manual labor, but the shift happened slowly enough that generations could adjust. The Internet age moved faster, reshaping communication and commerce over roughly 20 years. People had time to learn new skills and watch new industries form. AI is different because of its speed and reach. It affects both physical and mental work, and it is spreading across nearly every sector at once. A change that once took decades now seems to be unfolding in just a few years. That compressed timeline is a big reason workers feel pressure rather than opportunity. Is the speed sustainable? There is honest debate about whether this pace is wise or reckless. Some experts argue that fast adoption helps economies stay productive and competitive. Others warn that rushing AI into critical roles before it is fully reliable can lead to mistakes, public distrust, and social harm. AI systems still make errors, sometimes serious ones, and moving too fast can leave little room to catch problems. The truth likely sits somewhere in the middle. The technology is powerful and useful, but the breakneck speed of adoption carries real risks that deserve careful attention. Which jobs are most in danger? One of the hardest questions facing workers today is simple: is my job safe? The honest answer is that no job is completely immune, but some face far more risk than others. Understanding which roles are most exposed can help people make smart decisions about their careers. Routine white-collar work. The jobs most clearly at risk are those built around routine, repeatable tasks that involve information rather than physical objects. Data entry is a prime example. Software can now read, sort, and input information faster than any person. Customer service is another. AI chatbots and voice systems already handle a large share of basic customer questions, and they continue to improve. Paralegal and legal support work also faces pressure. AI tools can scan thousands of documents, summarize contracts, and find relevant cases in seconds. Tasks in accounting, bookkeeping, and basic financial analysis are similarly exposed. The pattern is clear. If a job mostly involves processing information by following set rules, AI can likely do a large part of it. Creative and analytical roles. Many people assumed creative work was safe, but that belief is being tested. AI can now write articles, design graphics, compose music, and produce video content. This does not mean human creators will vanish, but it does mean some entry-level creative jobs may shrink. Writers, designers, and content producers may find themselves competing with tools that work instantly and for free. Certain analytical roles are also affected. Jobs that involve reviewing data and producing standard reports can be partly automated. The workers who survive in these fields will often be those who can guide, edit, and improve AI output rather than produce it from scratch. Blue-collar work in the trades. Blue-collar jobs present a more complicated picture. Physical work that requires moving through unpredictable spaces, such as plumbing, electrical work, and construction, is harder for machines to replace. These trades involve hands-on problem-solving and changing environments, which current AI and robotics struggle with. For this reason, skilled trades may become more valued. However, there is a hidden risk. As white-collar workers lose jobs, some may shift into the trades, which could flood those fields with new workers and drive down wages. So while a plumber's job may be safe from AI, it might face new competition from people seeking shelter from automation. Labor projections from groups studying the future of work suggest steady demand for skilled trades, but the influx of career changers could change that balance. Common misconceptions. A common myth is that only low-paying jobs are at risk. In reality, some well-paid white-collar positions are highly exposed because they involve predictable mental tasks. Another myth is that managers are always safe. Some management work involves coordination and judgment that AI cannot replace, but other parts, like scheduling and reporting, can be automated. The safest roles tend to combine human judgment, physical skill, emotional connection, and adaptability, qualities that machines do not match well, where the new opportunities will emerge. While AI threatens many jobs, history shows that new technology also creates work that no one predicted. The same is happening now. The challenge is that these new roles often require different skills and may appear in different places than the jobs being lost. Jobs built around AI itself. A whole category of new work centers on building, guiding, and managing AI. Prompt engineering, the skill of writing clear instructions that get the best results from AI tools, has become a real job in just a few years. AI training and maintenance roles are growing too, since these systems need people to feed them data, check their accuracy, and fix problems. AI oversight and ethics is another expanding field. As companies and governments worry about fairness, safety, and misuse, they need people who can monitor how AI is used and set rules to keep it responsible. These jobs blend technical knowledge with judgment and values, making them difficult to automate. Human-centered services. As machines take over routine tasks, the value of genuine human connection rises. Jobs that depend on empathy, trust, and personal care are likely to grow. This includes healthcare workers, therapists, teachers, coaches, and caregivers. People still want a human presence during important or emotional moments of life, and AI cannot fully provide that. Skilled trades that resist automation also offer strong prospects. Electricians, plumbers, mechanics, and repair specialists perform complex physical work that machines cannot easily copy. These careers may provide stable ground in an uncertain economy. The role of reskilling. Reskilling and upskilling are the bridges between old jobs and new ones. Workers who learn to use AI tools, rather than compete against them, often become more valuable. A writer who masters AI editing tools, or an accountant who learns to manage AI-driven analysis, can take on higher-level work. Still, honesty matters here. New opportunities may not appear at the same speed, in the same numbers, or in the same locations as the jobs lost. A factory town losing routine jobs may not suddenly fill with AI ethics positions. The transition will be uneven, and that gap can cause real economic distress for individuals and communities even as the overall economy grows. Optimism is reasonable, but so is caution. How we prepare and whether to push back. Facing such a large shift, people naturally wonder what they can actually do. The answer involves choices at three levels: the individual, the organization, and the broader society. There is also the deeper question of whether to adapt to AI or push back against it. Should workers organize or resist? Some workers and industries are considering unions and collective action to slow forced AI adoption or protect their jobs. There are real arguments on both sides. Organizing can give workers a stronger voice, allowing them to negotiate retraining support, severance protections, and a say in how AI is introduced. Recent labor disputes in entertainment and other fields have shown that collective pressure can lead to rules about how AI is used. On the other hand, resistance has limits. Trying to block useful technology entirely rarely works over the long term, and companies that fall behind may simply fail, taking jobs with them. The most realistic path may be to push back against reckless or unfair use of AI while still adapting to its presence. This means demanding fairness and transparency rather than fighting the tools themselves. Preparing as an individual. For individuals, preparation rests on two pillars: continuous learning and financial resilience. Continuous learning means staying curious and willing to pick up new skills, especially those that work alongside AI. It also means building skills that machines struggle with, such as creativity, communication, hands-on trades, and emotional intelligence. Financial resilience means reducing exposure to a single income source. Building an emergency fund, lowering debt, and developing more than one way to earn money can soften the blow if a job is lost. For the casual prepper, this is no different from storing supplies for any other disruption. Economic distress from AI is simply another risk to plan for. Organizational and policy responses. Organizations can help by offering retraining programs, protecting workers during transitions, and introducing AI in ways that support staff rather than replace them suddenly. Companies that treat workers as partners in change often see smoother adoption and stronger loyalty. At the policy level, several ideas are being debated. Government-funded retraining programs aim to help displaced workers learn new skills. Universal basic income, a regular payment to all citizens, is discussed as a way to cushion people during major shifts, though it remains controversial and costly. Regulation is another tool, setting safety standards and rules for how AI can be used in sensitive areas. These approaches each have supporters and critics, and societies will need to weigh them carefully. The right mix will likely vary from place to place. A shapeable future. The spread of AI may feel inevitable, but how it affects people is not fixed. Through smart choices, fair rules, and personal preparation, both individuals and societies can influence the outcome. The future is coming fast, yet it remains something we can help steer. AI is reshaping work faster than most past technologies, and the pressure on workers is real. Yet feeling overwhelmed does not have to mean feeling helpless. Some jobs face serious risk while others will grow, and the smartest response combines learning, financial resilience, and fair pushback against reckless use. Communities, companies, and governments all have roles to play in softening the transition. For the casual prepper focused on staying educated, understanding this shift is itself a form of preparation. The future may feel forced, but it is not entirely out of our hands. By staying informed and adaptable, we can meet this change with steadiness rather than fear and help shape an economy that still has room for human work.